Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem, Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Tes, the 10th parak, Arvei Psachim. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kol Kesef Zahav Sheba Olam Yosef Liktu Behevihu LiMitzrayim. Yosef gathered all the silver and gold in the world and brought to Mitzrayim, as it stated, Yelaki Yosef is called Kesef HaNimsa, and Yosef gathered all the money that was found in the land of Mitzrayim and Canaan. From where do I know that he gathered money that was in other lands as well? The Torah states, "V'kol ha'aretz ba'al Mitzrayim," and all the people of the earth came to Mitzrayim to Yosef to buy provisions. And when Bnei Israel went up from Mitzrayim, they took all the money with them, as it stated, "Yinatzu es Mitzrayim," and they emptied Mitzrayim. The money remained in Eretz Yisrael until the reign of King Rehoboam. Thereafter, it was repeatedly taken from the Jewish people by other nations and then recaptured by them until it was taken in succession by the Chaldeans, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. And it still remains in Rome. Point number two, Rav Avir expanded sometimes in the name of Rav Ami and sometimes in the name of Rav Asi. What's the meaning of that which is written, Yigdal Yod V'Yigamal, and the child, referring to Yitzchak, grew and was weaned, and Avram made a great feast on the day Yitzchak was weaned. Asi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Laso Su'udo Tzedikim, in the future Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a feast for the Tzedikim, B'yom Sheyigmal Chazdo Lazar Shal Yitzchak, on the day that he bestows his kindness upon the progeny of Yitzchak. At that time, after they eat and drink, they will give the kosher bracha to Avram Avinu, to recite birchas hamazon, and he'll say that he cannot recite the bracha for Yishmael issued from him. The cup will then be offered to Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yeshua, each one saying that they cannot recite the bracha for different disqualifying reasons. It will then be offered to David and Melech, and David will say to them, Ani avarech v'li nal avarech, I shall recite birchas hamazon, and it's fitting for me to recite it, as it says in the pasuk, Kos Yeshua sasol v'shem Hashem ekra, I shall raise the cup of salvations, and the name of Hashem I will invoke. The Marshal explains that since David HaMelech built Yerushalayim and his son Shlomo built the base of Migdash, he was qualified to thank Hashem for the major themes of Birchas HaMazon, such as the Bris Milah, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the base of Migdash. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Eim Aftirin Achara Pesach Afikomen. We may not conclude the Seder meal after eating the Pesach offering with Afikomen. Rav said this means, Shol Yakru Mechaburu Chabura, that after eating the Pesach, people should not uproot themselves from their group to go join another group. The Rosh Hashanah explains that according to Rav, the word afikomen is a contraction of the words afiku menaichu, take out your eating utensils from here so that we can go and eat somewhere else. Since according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach cannot be eaten in two places, the Rabbanim prevented the eating of any food in another place, lest someone take along some of the Pesach meat and eat it in the second place as well. According to Rav, if one remains in his original place, he may eat other foods as well. Shmuel says it means that after the Pesach, one should not eat desserts, which were called afikomen, a contraction of afikumine, bring out a variety of sweets. The Rosh Hashanah explains that since kachim should be eaten in the manner of kings who do not eat ravenously, the Pesach should be eaten late in the meal when one is no longer hungry. Eating after the Pesach would suggest that one is still hungry. Tosfos say that the reason is that the taste of the matzah should remain in our mouths. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kol Kesef Zahav Sheba Olam, Yosef Liktu Behevihu LiMitzrayim. Yosef gathered all the silver and gold in the world and brought it to Mitzrayim, as it stated, V'yilka Yosef es kol ha'kesef ha'nimsa. And Yosef gathered all the money that was found in the land of Mitzrayim and Canaan. From where do I know that he gathered money that was in other lands as well? The Torah states, V'kol ha'aretz bo'u Mitzrayim. And all the people of the earth came to Mitzrayim to Yosef to buy provisions. And when Bnei Israel went up from Mitzrayim, they took all the money with them, as it stated, V'yinatzu Mitzrayim, and they emptied Mitzrayim. The money remained in Eretz Yisrael until the reign of King Rehoboam. Thereafter, it was repeatedly taken from the Jewish people by other nations and then recaptured by them until it was taken in succession by the Chaldeans, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans, and it still remains in Rome. Point number two, Rav Avir expounded, sometimes in the name of Rav Ami and sometimes in the name of Rav Asi. What is the meaning of that which is written, V'yigdal ha'yelet v'yigamal? And the child, referring to Yitzchak, grew and was weaned. And Avram made a great feast on the day Yitzchak was weaned. Asi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, also sudo tzedikim. In the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a feast for the tzedikim. B'yom sheyigmo chazdo lazar shel Yitzchak. On the day that he bestows his kindness upon the progeny of Yitzchak. At that time, after they eat and drink, they'll give the kosher bracha to Avram Avinu to recite birchas hamazon, and they'll say he cannot recite the bracha for Yishmael issued from him. The cup will then be offered to Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yehoshua, each one saying that they cannot recite the bracha for different disqualifying reasons. It will be offered to David and Melech, and David will say to them, Ani avarech v'li nal avarech. I shall recite birchas hamazon, and it is fitting for me to recite it, as it says in the pasuk, Kos Yeshua sasal v'shem Hashem ekra. I shall raise the cup of salvations, and the name of Hashem I will invoke. The Marshal explains that since David HaMelech built Yerushalayim and his son Shlomo built the base of Migdash, he was qualified to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the major themes of Birchas HaMazon, such as the Bris Milah, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Eim maftirin achar Pesach afikomen. We may not conclude the Seder meal after eating the Pesach offering with afikomen. Rav said this means, Shul ya'akru mechaburu l'chabura, that after eating the Pesach, people should not uproot themselves from their group to go join another group. The Rishbam explains, according to Rav, the word afikomen is a contraction of the words afikumenaihu, take out your eating utensils from here, so that we can go and eat somewhere else. Since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach cannot be eaten in two places, the Rabban prevented the eating of any food in another place, lest someone take along some of the Pesach meat and eat it in the second place as well. According to Rav, if one remains in his original place, he may eat other foods as well. Shmuel says it means that after the Pesach, one should not eat desserts, which were called afikomen, a contraction of the words afikumine, bring out the variety of sweets. The Rosh Hashanah explains that since kadshim should be eaten in the manner of kings who do not eat ravenously, the Pesach should be eaten late in the meal when one is no longer hungry. Eating after the Pesach would suggest one is still hungry. And Tosafot says the reason is that the taste of the mitzvah should remain in our mouths. All right, so now we got our Simfer Daf Kuf Yutess, and our standard simon is a kite. A kite. So here goes. At the annual kite festival, colorful kites of all shapes and sizes carried treasure chests of gold and silver away from a foreign land. High above, the men sitting at a royal feast, where the king lifted the kosher bracha and reminded the chef not to bring out the Viennese dessert table. Once again, in slow motion. At the annual kite festival, that must mean our Daf Kuf Yutess. At the annual kite festival, colorful kites of all shapes and sizes carried treasure chests of gold and silver away from a foreign land. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kol kesef zahav shmo'olam Yosef liktu bo hiviu Mitzrayim. Yosef gathered all the silver and gold in the world and brought it to Mitzrayim, and when Bnei Israel went up from Mitzrayim, they took all the money from them, as it stated, Yinatsu etz Mitzrayim, and they emptied Mitzrayim. The money remained in Eretz Yisrael until the reign of King Rehoboam. Thereafter, it was repeatedly taken from the Jewish people by the other nations and then recaptured by them until it was taken in succession by the Chaldeans, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans, and it still remains in Rome. So at the annual kite festival, colorful kites of all shapes and sizes carried treasure chests of gold and silver away from a foreign land. High above, the men sitting at a royal feast where the king lifted the kosher bracha, which reminds us that we learned from Vigdal HaYeled V'Yigamal, and the child Yitzhak grew and was weaned, and Avram made a great feast on the day Yitzhak was weaned, that Asid Kosh Baruch Hu Asa Su'udu Tzedikim, that in the future Kosh Baruch will make a great feast for the Tzedikim on the day that he bestows his kindness upon the progeny of Yitzhak. At that time, after they eat and drink, they'll then offer the kosher bracha to Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yeshua to recite birchas hamazon, and each one will say that they cannot recite the bracha for different disqualifying reasons. It will then be offered to David HaMelech, who will say, Ani avarech v'li na levarech. I shall recite birchas hamazon, and it's fitting for me to recite it, as it says in the pasuk, Kos Yeshua's eso b'shem Hashem akra. I shall raise the cup of salvations, and the name of Hashem I will invoke. The Marshal explains that since David built Yerushalayim and his son Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, he was qualified to thank HaKadosh Baruch for the major themes of Birchas Hamazon, such as Bris Milah, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash. So at the annual kite festival, colorful kites of all shapes and sizes carried treasure chests of gold and silver away from a foreign land. High above, the men sitting at a royal feast, where the king lifted the kosher bracha and reminded a chef not to bring out the Viennese dessert table. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eim maftirin achar Pesach afikomen. We may not conclude the Seder meal after eating the Pesach offering with afikomen. Rav said this means, Shul yakru mechabura chabura, that after eating the Pesach, people should not uproot themselves from their group to go join another group. The Rosh Hashanah explains that according to Rav, the word afikomen is a contraction of the words afikuminaihu, take out your eating utensils from here so we can go and eat somewhere else. Since according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach cannot be eaten two places, the Rabban prevented the eating of any food in another place, lest someone take along some of the Pesach meat and eat it in the second place as well. According to Rav, if one remains in his original place, he may eat other foods as well. Shmuel says it means that after the Pesach, one should not eat desserts, which were called afikomen, a contraction of afikumine, bring out a variety of sweets. The Rosh Hashanah explains that since kadshim should be eaten in the manner of kings who do not eat ravenously, the Pesach should be eaten late in the meal when one is no longer hungry. Eating after the Pesach would suggest that one is still hungry. Tosafot say the reason is that the taste of the mitzvah should remain in our mouths. So once again, at the annual kite festival, colorful kites of all shapes and sizes carried treasure chests of gold and silver away from a foreign land. High above, the men sitting at a royal feast, where the king lifted the kosher bracha and reminded the chef not to bring out the Viennese dessert table. All right, so that concludes our shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.